Social Studies Teacher Podcast, a show for busy elementary teachers looking for fun and engaging ways to easily add social studies into their classroom schedule without feeling overwhelmed or pressed for time. I'm Kirsten of the Southern Teach, an educator and mom who is passionate about all things social studies. I love sharing ideas and strategies that are low prep and easy to implement. So let's dive in together. Hi there, and welcome to the official trailer of the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. Words cannot describe how excited I am to be putting this on. This is literally months in the making. I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit about myself, why I am creating this podcast and who it's for, and also what to expect with this podcast. What type of episodes are we going to be chatting about? So first up, I'll just share a little bit about who I am. My name is Kirsten Hammond, and I have been an educator for over a decade. I taught kindergarten and third grade and fifth grade. And of course, upper elementary has my heart. I just love teaching third and fifth grade. Most of my teaching career, I have taught ELA and social studies. I am always finding ways to put a creative twist on standards or topics that might be or feel a little boring to teach. Some of my favorites, and maybe you can relate, coffee is definitely life. That is definitely one of the things I love to have consistently. One of my favorite drinks of choice is an iced lavender latte. It's delicious. Also, I love to watch reality TV, lots of TLC reality, a lot of Netflix reality, pretty much anything goes. I love to run, and I also love bar class, and I'm also a mom of three. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in psychology, and I received a master's degree in elementary education, and it was during my master's program when I received a teaching certificate. So I am certified in the state of Texas where I live in EC through sixth grade. Also, I'm certified to teach ESL and gifted and talented. I own a TPT store and business called The Southern Teach. And this started when I was a student teacher in 2013. I just had a couple of resources in there that I uploaded. And since then, it's grown and expanded into so much more. Most of my time in the classroom, I had dedicated my heart and soul to the teaching profession, so I wasn't really doing much with my TPT business. And it wasn't until the 2020 pandemic when I decided to pick it up and dust off my little tiny TPT store and add more teaching resources for others. In 2021, after our second son was born, this is when I decided to leave the classroom to be a work-from-home mom. So right now, I support teachers and students with resources I created for my own students in the classroom in the past, as well as resources I really wish I had while I was teaching. All right, that's a little bit about me. Now I'm going to talk about why I created this podcast. The first reason is that I feel like social studies podcasts that are tailored specifically for upper elementary students and teachers, it's just not out there. There may be some specific niche history podcasts that are really great for secondary teachers, but most of the time in elementary school, social studies is being taught in conjunction with other subjects. In my case, I taught ELA and social studies. I know there are teachers who teach science and social studies. There might be social studies teachers who teach fifth and sixth grade or third and fourth grade. So I wanted to get something a little bit tailored to other upper elementary teachers because I feel like it's just something that's much needed. The second reason is that I truly have a passion to share ideas and tips based on my own experience with social studies. Teaching social studies was very frustrating, particularly because Texas is its own little island with social studies skills compared to other states. Most of my planning time for social studies was basically searching all over the internet to find the right resources that not only align with my state standards, but also resources that weren't too easy or boring for my students. I also may or may not have been scrambling at the last minute to come up with some type of lesson or activity that aligns with a current event or holiday or Celebrate Freedom Week, which is required in our state to teach. And then just in general, trying to figure out a schedule that fits social studies with all of the other 150 million things that I had to cover before state testing. As you are probably aware, with upper elementary comes standardized testing in most states. And so a lot of the focus was on reading and math and science and social studies, especially social studies, really did not get much priority. That's kind of my own experience with social studies. But the good news is that I have a third reason on why I created this podcast, because after eventually figuring out how to fit social studies into my schedule and finding and creating engaging activities that made it fun for my students, I got into this really amazing groove. I personally love all things social studies. So when my students shared that they also enjoyed what we were learning, it made it even more worthwhile. I want that same experience for you. I want your students to be super excited that social studies is happening and they're going to be learning something interesting and new. So that is why I'm creating this podcast, so you could get those actionable, bite-sized tips to easily implement into your classroom. All right, now we'll talk a little bit about what you'll be getting from this podcast. Hopefully you have a feel, but I do want to give you some takeaways in best practices in planning social studies to make it more efficient for you. I'll be sharing with you lesson and project ideas and activities that are appropriate for upper elementary students. I'm also going to be sharing ways to make social studies more engaging for students, something that makes it fun and something to look forward to. And another thing, most important, short and sweet. I know you are busy. You might be listening to this on the way to work. You might be listening to this as you're doing some chores at home or in your planning time. So I'm not going to take a ton of time. My goal is to make these episodes within the 10 to 20 minute range. So it'll leave you just at the tip of your toes wanting more and looking forward to the following week. All right. Well, that is it for the trailer. I'm hoping you got a really great idea of where this podcast is going, and I hope you can subscribe in your favorite podcast platform wherever you're listening to this trailer. A couple of other ways you can connect with me as we're going through each of the episodes is, number one, you can follow me on Instagram. I am at TheSouthernTeach. And additionally, I have a Facebook group for upper elementary social studies teachers. So that's literally the name, upper elementary social studies teachers. I will make sure to link both of those in the show notes or the description. All right, well, I will be talking to you again soon. Thanks for listening to the Social Studies Teacher Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can also find me on Instagram at TheSouthernTeach. I can't wait for you to join me in the next episode for more teacher tips and strategies.